According to police statistics gathered earlier this year by the Liberal National Party's Fiona Simpson, Indigenous communities in Queensland have crime rates drastically higher than the rest of the state. But one Indigenous community in a remote part of northern Queensland is defying those statistics. Miles Herbert reports.
We've got a town plan here that we've developed with the state government, and we went for the bigger blocks because we've seen in other communities when you've got blocks so close together, it seemed to breed a lot of social problems, and we didn't want that. We want people to have their own space.
That was Aileen Addo, mayor of the Mapoon Aboriginal Shire Council, talking about the housing plan in Mapoon. Mapoon is a remote regional town in northern Queensland and is set up a bit differently from other Indigenous communities, with a priority on space between housing developments, with bushland running between the houses. Mapoon also has the lowest crime rate in Queensland. It has half the general crime rate of the state and one-tenth that of other Indigenous communities. With crime rates so high in Palm Island and Doomadgee, Mayor Addo thinks housing might have something to do with it.
My daughter bought a house in Cairns, and I mean, it's almost like they're trying to squeeze so many houses into that one development area, you know? But we didn't want that, because we can see the negative stuff that can flow on from having people so close, you know, like tensions and stress, and it just breeds a lot of social problem.
Paul Memmott, professor at Queensland University and director of the Aboriginal Environments Research Centre, agrees. The spacious housing plan in Mapoon helps avoid tensions caused from a historical lack of housing and overcrowding in Indigenous developments.
There's lots of space and bush between individual residential areas, which allowed people plenty of space to expand as their families grew, and a high degree of privacy from other family groups in the area. So there's not the sort of overcrowding that you would get in typically in many Aboriginal communities all over Australia because of a shortage of housing that has always been there since the start of Aboriginal housing in the late 60s. So there's just been more capacity to accommodate crowding, which, and around crowding we have other sorts of social problems arising.
Although the housing model certainly plays a part, Memmott is hesitant to give it all the credit. In 1963, the Mapoon people were forced off their land, and in the years following, they have slowly returned to resettle the land their own way. This created a sense of pride that still drives the Mapoon people today.
I don't think it's just the spacing of the housing that's contributing. For a start, there's the fact that people had to be very brave and committed to a set of values to want to actually return from where they were transported to, which was New Mapoon, further up the Cape, you know, just to make that move in opposition to the state government and under threat of arrest by the police, they moved back. So there was a sense, when they did that, of a social cohesion happening and a type of an oppositional expression of identity starting.
This opposition to the state government still exists, and today helps Mapoon write and implement its own policy that works for them.
You know, here in Mapoon, we try to say, look, this is what we want done, and can you help us to achieve our aims and objectives? You know, we tend to make a decision on what we want, and then we then go to the government and say, can you help us? This is what we want to get, and this is the reason why, and these are the benefits what will flow out that we believe if the government can support us in this project.
That seems like a much better model than them telling you what you need.
That's right. The last thing we hate is people coming and telling them, all right, this is best for you. We've done that. We've over that. It didn't work. Mapoon is a community that say, all right, we're going to make the decision on what we think is the need for this community and what will benefit the community people here. Then we go to the government and say, look, can you help us?
According to Memmott, the pride the Mapoon people have in self-governance plays a big role in keeping crime rates low.
The oppositional identity is reflected in this not highly valuing the state's criteria for different things and ways of doing things. So people have a very strong sense of autonomy. And I think that's good because we want people to be able to take responsibility for their own value systems and address their own social problems using their own social capital.
According to Mehmet, Mapoon is a shining example of how Indigenous agency and pride can promote social cohesion and create a vibrant and flourishing community.
This is like a good practice. Mapoon's a good practice case study that governments should be looking to and asking a serious question as to why the crime rates are that low.
Paul Mehmet, Director of Aboriginal Environments Research Centre, ending that report by Miles Herbert.